listening to Business Matters.
Welcome. This is Business Matters from Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. I'm here every week on Talk 1260 KTRC, speaking with local business people about their businesses, about issues of concern. Let me tell you about some events we have coming up at the Chamber. On May 3rd, Friday, May 3rd, we will be hosting Business Over Breakfast. We will be at the Kingston Residence, which is on Legacy Court, right over behind Sam's Club off of Rodeo Road. Business Over Breakfast is a great opportunity to come out and talk about your business. Everybody who attends gets a chance to stand up and speak for a minute about their business or product or service. We do need an RSVP, 988-3279 to RSVP for the Business Over Breakfast, Friday, May 3rd at Kingston Residence. And then on May 17th, Thursday, May 17th, is Business After Hours. We will be at Santa Fe Soul, also off of Rodeo Road. That starts at 5:30 on Thursday, May 17th. Now, we're also taking nominations right now for our Business of the Year Awards. We partner with the Santa Fe Community College and the City of Santa Fe to present a number of awards, the three Business Excellence Awards sponsored by Century Bank. And we will be presenting the awards on Thursday, June 7th at the Farmers Market Building. But now is the time to nominate your favorite business or your own business for a business award. There's a Green Business of the Year, a Family-Friendly Business of the Year, and then Small Business of the Year as well. So go to santafechamber.com. Right in the middle of the web page is a link. Nominate a business here. It'll take you about 5 minutes, and it's a great way to get exposure for your local business. And then if you'd like to come to the awards event, it's a red carpet event. It'll take place at the Farmers Market Building Thursday, June 7th. Tickets are $30. And again, you can make a reservation at santafechamber.com or walk into our office at the Fashion Outlet Mall and buy some tickets there. Great. Busy month coming up. And my first guests are Mary Allen and Richard Lopez from Together Strong. Welcome, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Mary Allen, tell us, what is Together Strong?
Together Strong is a health and fitness studio that we opened on April 1st of this year. We offer a variety of services, actually quite a bit of services. Primarily, we're focused on fitness classes or fitness working on fitness in our community, but we also have a Happy Body Nutrition Bar. We offer massage therapy, and she does reflexology as well as sports massage. We have spray tanning. I'm a nurse practitioner, so I will be doing injectables such as Botox.
Wow, you got the whole range of products and services.
Try to get that one stop shop.
That's, yeah. You got it.
And we offer other aesthetic services. We have specialty facial machine. It's an intraceuticals oxygen facial. It's used by all of the actresses, actors on the red carpet, and we have it in our studio. We also offer childcare, which is a big thing because often we get the excuse, I can't go to fitness classes because I don't have someone to take care of my child. Mm-hmm. So we do offer that for a very affordable rate. And then we also housed within our studio are professional photographers that do some of their photography out of their portion of the studio.
Now, you have Zumba and different versions of Zumba. It seems like you can hardly walk around town anymore without going past a fitness center someplace with ladies and gentlemen also getting into Zumba and doing very high-energy exercise. Talk a little bit about how the kind of Zumba that you do and how you got started.
Okay, we offer 23 classes per week. And there's a variety. Zumba is part of that. So we offer Zumba classes, Zumba toning, which is actually Zumba using little small weighted maracas that you can dance with, just adds a little bit of resistance. We have Zumba Gold for people who are maybe beginners or, the gold community who maybe doesn't want to go as fast as the regular Zumba classes. And then we have Zumba Tomic, which is actually for children. And so those classes are all offered at various times throughout the week. And again, we do, like you said, Zumba's everywhere. So we want our instructors in our studio to stand out and be above, the standard to just be a lot higher. Mm-hmm. And so we require our instructors to be certified not only through or licensed through their specialty, such as Zumba, Turbo Kick, Pio, Ripped, but they are also certified or licensed through national certifications such as NASM, ACE, AFA, and other organizations like that.
I didn't know there were certifications for this, but this is so it's more than just the most enthusiastic person stand at the front of the class. This is somebody who's really been certified in the right way to lead a class to get the best benefit and best exercise for different groups.
Exactly.
Now, Richard, talk a little bit about these other mystery names. Turbo Kick. Tell me what Turbo Kick is.
Well, Turbo Kick's kind of like if you want to show like shadow boxing. Actually, Marianne's one of the instructors also. I've taken the class, so I know what it's like. I don't teach the class. But it's actually really intense. It's really great. It's a good cardio workout. It's overall really good for just about anybody, from young adults to older people. You can really go at your own pace, so it's a really good class.
And RIPT?
RIPT is an acronym for resistance, interval, power, plyometric, endurance, and diet. That's actually taught by Iris, which is... She is the only instructor in Santa Fe that teaches this class. I think the closest is maybe Albuquerque that teaches it, and she's really great. She's also a personal trainer. She's very good at what she does. She used to take boot camp classes with us, and she went on to do this RIP class, and she's doing very, very well. She's very knowledgeable of what she does, and she does really good at it. And it's also an interval class where you can do high intensity stuff. She shows weights in there. She shows you techniques. She shows you a good way to challenge yourself.
And Pio.
Pio is again, Mary Ellen's another instructor of this, and we have I believe two other instructors that do this, Liz and Andrea. And Pio is like Pilates and yoga combined.
Gotcha.
What I like to say is it's combined with a little kick.
Okay.
And it's not traditional. We use like hip-hop music, really today's new age music, and we really get, you know, involved into it. And it's really isometric movements, and you're around this little mat, and you sweat like crazy. It's very good stretching, and then you throw a little bit of plyometrics in the middle of yoga and Pilates. It's really great.
Now, Mary Ellen, you mentioned classes for kids. Talk about different ages. What's the youngest through the oldest of folks that you teach?
Usually, like for Zumbatomic specifically, I believe most of the time it starts from age 4 to maybe 11, 12. Some 3-year-olds can do it if they're really, you know, disciplined.
Focused,
and, yeah,
right.
Focused, if they'll you know, follow along. But we're also going to be offering something really neat probably this summer when school ends. We're going to offer classes specific for teens. So we're going to look at Turbo Kick and Hip-Hop Hustle. One of our daughters, Ariana, she and her friend are really interested in teaching. So what they're going to do is team teach with me. So it'll be peer teaching. And we'll work together as a team to, you know, get the young girls and boys, hopefully, to be... you know, interactive with us in our Turbo Kick and Hip Hop Hustle classes.
Good for you. That's a great idea. Family business. Get everybody involved. But also summertime, like you said, for teenagers, keep them out of trouble and keep them fit at the same time. And
right.
You know, give them some goals. And at the upper end, how old can you help people? We have a aging population. Everybody's always talking about the graying of Santa Fe. We're all getting a little older. Do you have seniors who are involved?
We do. We do have Zumba Gold is specific to that population. But they can really honestly go to any class. And most of our instructors will take the time and really try to modify things for them. You know, there may be some that are higher impact, but you just take the impact out of it.
Got it.
And so I think that you can, for the most part, do any of the classes, just as long, you know, if they have injuries or that type of thing, we just like to be aware of it
course.
So that we can modify. But I don't think there's really a limitation on age. Mm-hmm. I just think it's great. It'd be great if we had more seniors in our classes.
Give your contact information. Someone wants to learn more about Together Strong. How can they reach you?
The best way is Together Strong, sf.com, our website. You can also reach us on Facebook, a really good source. You can meet all the people there. The phone number you can actually meet, Mary Ellen's phone number is 690-9344, or mine's 660-5235. We can also give you more information.
And where are you located?
We're located off of Richards Lane behind Home Depot.
Sure.
The address is 3212 Richards Lane, Suite A.
Okay. And hours?
We're primarily open most of the day. I mean, we have some classes as early as 6 a.m. And then some classes end as late as 7:40 p.m. So for the most part, we have, you know, full hours. Of course, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are shortened hours, but for the most part, there's usually some sort of service or something happening each day of the week.
So it's an opportunity for people to fit it into their work schedule, come before work, after work, whatever works and so on.
Exactly.
Excellent. I'm speaking with Mary Ellen and Richard Lopez. They have Together Strong Fitness located over on Richards Lane, you said?
Yes.
Richards Lane over behind Home Depot. And this is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm here every week on Talk 1260 KTRC, speaking to local business people, members of the Chamber of Commerce. If your business would like to become involved in our organization, go to santafechamber.com or give us a call at 988-3279. We have membership materials available. We represent almost 900 businesses in Santa Fe, all different sizes. Most of our members are small businesses like Richard and Mary Ellen's, and we have a number of different benefits, networking opportunities, ways that we can help you with resources to start a business, grow a business, and be your voice in the community. So if you're interested in joining our organization, give me a call, 988-3279. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to find out how Richard and Mary Ellen got started in the business. We'll be right back. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley. I'm president of the Chamber, and I'm here every week speaking with local business people and Chamber members about their business. Today, I'm speaking with Richard and Mary Ellen Lopez. Their business is called Together Strong. It's a fitness class, fitness studio, fitness environment, right?
I'd say health and fitness.
Health and fitness. How did you get started? You said you opened your business April 1st this year, so you're brand new. How did you decide to start your own business?
For me, it started, I work as a nurse practitioner in a pediatric practice here in town. And, you know, on a daily basis, we see anywhere from 20 to 25, 27 patients a day. And each day, I was seeing children who were morbidly obese, young children, as early as 2, 3, 4, 5 year olds, you know, and some 13-year-olds who are already being diagnosed with diabetes, type 2 diabetes. And I would encourage them to exercise, to eat better, refer them to nutrition, that type of thing. And then when they'd ask me, where do I exercise? I didn't have an answer for them. You know, I could tell them, well, this is what I do. We, you know, we've always had a love for fitness amongst ourselves and our family, Richard and I, and our children, but I couldn't really send them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was at that point that we realized we needed to do something. So I started just teaching, you know, fitness classes here and there, Zumba, then started with fitness boot camp,
mm-hmm.
And just continued to grow and saw that people really trusted me through my job as a nurse practitioner, and they wanted to come to us. They wanted more information. They wanted to be part of our classes. So that's really how it started for me.
And so it, to me, there's a sort of healing or caring component to both of those things, being a pediatric nurse, working with families all the time, and now you've brought that same component into your business,
right?
That you're working on people's welfare, right, in the fitness mode or in the healthcare arena.
Yes, and we really try to make it affordable, and we offer scholarships and that type of thing for families who can't afford it, because we know that, you know, oftentimes poverty does play into the obesity rate. And so we try to offer things so that they can afford to come and they can feel successful. And the other thing, why we Together Strong, we came up with that name was, like I said, we as a family, Richard and myself and our children, we, you know, have always emphasize the importance of staying healthy, doing, you know, our oldest does dance, our younger middle daughter does soccer, our son, he's still trying to figure out what he likes. We've always encouraged some sort of fitness aspect in our lives. And we, what we always say is we stay strong together. So that's how we actually came up with our name, was Together Strong, because with one another in our community, we can actually be strong. If you're just alone, it's much harder. So we encourage people to come with their moms, come with their sisters, come with their friends, come with their coworkers, whomever, you know, will offer discounts if they come together, if they all sign up. You know, we try to encourage that and really push for that Together Strong idea.
I think it's also affirming that people can look and see you as a family involved, working out together, exercising together, and that makes people more likely to relate to you and understand, hey, you're a mom out up there teaching the class. You're
right.
You're not just sort of a, you know, Superman come from out of town or something. You're actually part of the community and involved. So, Richard, how did you jump from that, from working out as a family together, different forms of exercise? How did you get to April 1st and say, we're going to open our business together, we're going to work together? That's sometimes challenging for couples to be able to do that. What was the moment that you decided to move ahead?
We actually planned this for a few years. We had somebody working on a logo for probably 2 years, just looking at, you know, it, the idea has been there. We've talked about it many, many times. We just more scared to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then people started telling us, well, you guys should open up your own place. You guys should have your own place to go so we can go there. And it kind of, we just kept talking about it and it just kind of happened, you know. There's not really a right time, so we just kind of just threw it in there. Myself, it's not my job. My real job is I work in Los Alamos. So I'm a computer specialist in Los Alamos. I've been there for 12 years, I think, somewhere around there. And
keeping your job through this transition, I hope.
Good. Definitely. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we're keeping our same jobs. This is more something that we can do together as a family, bring everybody else as a community together, and stay fit together. I've always been involved in working out, helping people. People come to me all the time and asking me, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And I give them suggestions, tell them what to do, and then when Mary Ellen started doing boot camp, she asked me to help her teach classes. And for a while, I just didn't want to. I was just too, you know, I always had an excuse. I don't have time. Mm-hmm. I'm not a morning person. I don't want to get up. So, and then after a while, I was just like, I have to do this. I have to do this. I just feel like I have to. So I did. And now it's just like an addiction. We have to. We get up at 6. We are up at 5 o'clock every Tuesday, Thursday morning. We teach boot camp classes. We're really involved with everybody there. It's like a family, and we do really stay strong together. That's helped us a lot.
I think fitness is really a growing business sector. I'm thinking about folks that I've had on the radio program in the last year or so. I had the folks from Undisputed Fitness were here. I had the Anytime Fitness folks were here. You guys are here. The community is really getting together and getting out and working out. And as you said, Mary Ellen, the issue of obesity amongst young people, I think, as I said, our aging population in town, people want to stay active, stay energetic. I think you're really in a good growth place. I think people, as you also said, maybe I'm aging myself. When I was a kid, we used to just get on the bikes and ride all over town on our own. It seems society's changed. People aren't so comfortable getting out of the neighborhood and just letting the kids roam anymore, and they tend to keep them home in front of the computer instead of getting that fitness. So I think you're in the right place to work with families.
That's definitely, yeah. There's always excuse of, you don't have time. We never have time. And that's one of the biggest things that we get all the time. It's like, well, if you can see our schedule, we have full-time jobs, we have a family, we have all this stuff going on, and we still make time, and we make time together. So that's very important.
Even if you can only do a couple hours a week, it's going to help out.
Exactly.
And now you have a grand opening event coming up, May 12th. Talk a little bit about that.
So our grand opening event is on May 12th, Saturday, May 12th. It's the day before Mother's Day, and the time is 2 to 6 p.m., and we're going to have tons of giveaways. This is something you don't want to miss. We have lots of giveaways. Every instructor and every person within that studio, which I think is maybe 14, 15 people, have offered to give away something as a door prize. You know, we're going to be doing some giveaways, as well as we're going to have special event pricing on products and services. For example, Botox, we will be doing a special on that. And also, you know, like as I mentioned, the oxygen facial machine, that's something we'll be offering. Really nice, good deals, packages, spray tanning. So it's something you don't want to miss. We're going to have a lot of community there. Other small businesses maybe will be joining us just so that we can show that we want to join together and stay strong together.
So this is Saturday, May 12th. What time?
At 2 to 6 p.m.
Okay, in the afternoon.
Yes.
And again, your location?
It's 3212 Richards Lane, Suite A.
And the phone number one more time?
505-690-9344 or 505-660-5235.
And you said you're on Facebook?
Yes.
Together Strong on Facebook.
As well as our website, togetherstrongsf.com.
Excellent. Been speaking with Mary Ellen and Richard Lopez. Their business is Together Strong. Check it out. If you would like to get a massage or tanned or Botox or Zumba or take the kids, they've got childcare on the premises. Congratulations on your new business. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
This is Business Matters from the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take another break back in just a couple of minutes. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. I'm here every week on Talk 1260 KTRC. In just a couple of minutes, I'm going to be speaking with Gary Warren from Megapath. But let me remind you of some Chamber events coming up in the next month or so. Business Over Breakfast on Friday, May 3rd. We will be at the Kingston Residence over on Legacy Court, which is behind Sam's Club off of Rodeo Road. Business Over Breakfast starts at 8:30. Everyone who attends gets a chance to speak for a minute about their business. We usually get about 50 or 60 people come out. And I tell you, the chef at Kingston Residence is excellent. They do a nice breakfast over there. So give us an RSVP, 988-3279, if you'd like to join us for Business Over Breakfast. Also, Thursday, May 17th, our Business After Hours monthly networking event will be at Santa Fe Soul, which is on Rodeo Park East, also right off of Rodeo Road. That starts at 5:30 Thursday, May 17th. No charge for that event. And our annual business awards will be presented on Thursday, June 7th. We will be at the Farmers Market building. It will be a red carpet event. All of the attendees will get photographed on the red carpet. It's an opportunity to dress up. It's a two-hour event, 5:30 to 7:30. There'll be hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. It's a great time, a chance to celebrate some of the best businesses in Santa Fe. And of course, I encourage everybody to nominate a favorite business or nominate your own business. It's an opportunity to get some great exposure for local business. Go to santafechamber.com. Right in the middle of the page is a link. Nominate a business here. So any other questions, give us a call, 988-3279. So my next guest is Gary Warren. He is with a company called Megapath. Gary, what does your company do?
I guess the best way to describe us is we're a next generation communications company. And by next generation, we, you know, really the vision for Megapath when they started out was to provide voice on a national scale to what would be classified as distributed enterprise. And just to make it simple, it's the GameStops and the Dunkin' Donuts of the world, and it's the large retail chains that are national. And over time, the company's evolved in the last 3 years where there was an acquisition of Covad, which was a business DSL provider, and that infrastructure has been hardened, if you would, and built out. And Speakeasy was also acquired, and I was actually part of a local voiceover IP provider based out of Denver, Colorado, called IP5280. And we finalized an acquisition in December of last year where we became part of the Megapath crew. And our sort of marching orders are to be the field sales team that goes out and, you know, is the face and the voice of Megapath to all the local communities and the cities, and talks to them, you know, about, you know, how are they doing business and what can technology do to change how they do business more efficiently, more cost effectively. And so being a next generation communications provider, we can now really touch everything. We have what's called a class 4 data center. To give you some idea of what that means, the Department of Defense has class 5, and they're, you know, super uber top secret. So ours are one step down from that, and we have multiple network operation centers and multiple class 4 data centers. And from those data centers, we now can provide everything from voice over IP, and we can dig into the definition of what that means. And we host, or in these data centers, we have virtual machines and real servers both, and we can host Microsoft Exchange, which everyone is familiar with as an email platform that can now be outsourced. We now have Mozy, which has been around for a little while as a kind of a consumer backup, is now a business grade product that we're happy to be bringing to the market, so we can do storage area networks, automatic backups, never a situation where your laptop crashes and all your data, all your client records are gone anymore. So
now, you mentioned some large-scale companies. You mentioned Dunkin' Donuts and others, major corporations.
Sure.
But you're typically working with a mid-sized company, a smaller operation.
Right. My focus is really small to medium business. And, I mean, you know the Santa Fe market. I mean, just to kind of give you a quick cross-section, Zenergy, which is a web design firm locally, is a customer. Algavan, which is the umbrella company for Santa Fe Staffing, and Marcia Owens Brown, also a customer, and more recently Coca-Cola Santa Fe, and we're working with them now to implement a solution. So that's really the core kind of companies.
So the first thing you would do is talk to a company about what their needs are. Now, it used to be just how many phone lines have you got, how can we, what do you charge for long distance, as basic as that. But now you're integrating the internet, email,
right,
cell phone technology, voicemail, forwarding,
right,
as you said, data backup, all of those components that the network needs of a business. So you'll sit down and really do an analysis of what a company might need.
It's a much more consultative, strategic conversation. You know, when you start delving into data backup and email, honestly, the statistics show that email is more mission critical than the phone, because most people think if my phone is down, I've got an iPhone on my belt and I'll take care of it that way. But email has become such a mission critical application. So when we go in, normally what I'm asking is everything from what you touched on, you know, how much are you paying for long distance? How do you get to the internet? How much connectivity do you have in terms of the actual data rates and your broadband? What applications are you running? How do you run your business day to day? What do you want to see change? What are you curious about? So it's a pretty in-depth conversation to really get into not just, you know, the mind of the prospect or the business owner, but also there's typically a wish list or things they've heard rumors about, and they want to know if it's possible, you know, can they do that? And then the second part of that is, how does it help my business? So it's a technology conversation with a business conversation, because the numbers need to make sense and it needs to help them.
And a couple of points there. One is that we never want to invest in technology that's going to be outdated in a year or two. You always feel like a idiot when you buy a laptop and a year later it's on sale for a quarter of the price.
Absolutely.
That's one. And two is, business people want to run their business. You know, what I want is to run the Chamber of Commerce and have the phones work and the computers work and the data be backed up. I'm not very interested in voice over internet. I'm sorry, Gary.
No.
What I want is for my operation to run well.
Yeah. No one cares what VOIP stands for.
Yep.
All they want to know is, do I have dial tone? And when people call me, can they reach me? So what I endeavor...
And what's it going to cost me every month?
Right. How much does my bill go up or down for all these bells and whistles? So the conversation really does revolve around making it transparent to the business owner. You know, the other thing that you hear a lot of is, and when you make this change, I'm not going to get I'm not going to lose service, right? I'm not going to be down. I'm not going to lose email. So we've got a lot of very skilled people that work behind the scenes so that when we're implementing these wonderful solutions, they do work. And like you say, I want the owner to run their business. I want the person who's in charge of operations to be able to sleep knowing that what we're offering is going to be a competitively priced and it's going to perform. So we have what's called a service level agreement on almost all of our products. On email, we have 100% guaranteed uptime. It is unique in the industry. But that's where we're taking the game to. It is a very competitive space that we provide services in. So we understand we've got to be in a place to really offer something unique to people.
Let's give you contact information. If someone has a business they're looking to review their voice data technology needs, how can they reach you?
The best way to reach me, they can call me direct. Obviously, it's 505-216-2040 is my local number in the Santa Fe office. And email, very simple, Gary, G-A-R-Y, dot Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, at megapath.com.
And as you can tell, Gary knows his stuff. He and I have had the opportunity to meet and talk about business needs, about the chamber's needs. We're obviously a nonprofit organization, so we're always looking at how we can function as effectively as possible with a small staff. So if you have technology questions, I'd encourage you to give Gary a call. He knows his stuff. He knows the industry well. Gary, how did you get into this business? Talk a little bit about your background.
It's actually an interesting story. I was looking at the medical field at the time, and a friend of mine who I connected with started talking to me about computers, and the deregulation of the Bell Corporations had really just happened, and he was looking for a CAD guy to run AutoCAD and be an outside plant engineer. So I started on the engineering side of the house way back when there was a company called Teleport Communications Group out of New Jersey, which was funded by Merrill Lynch and started, really to hold their private network. Bob Annunziata was the guy that they went to build this network. And then from that point on, I sort of made my way through engineering roles and sales engineering roles and ended up at MCI WorldCom on the wireless side of the house. They had acquired a company called SkyTel, and I was selling BlackBerries and BlackBerry servers to attorneys who were starting to realize they could bill their cell phone hours back to their clients. So it was a very interesting transition from the technical side to being customer facing, but I got to make that transition and segue over a couple of years. So it gives me a different mindset when I talk to people. I didn't come up through the ranks of as a typical sales guy, so I'm really focused about the solution, and then we back into a cost structure that makes sense.
So you have the background to sit down with business people again and talk in English about what their needs
exactly
might be and put yourself in their position, really, running a business.
Absolutely. You spend a lot of time acting as a translator and an educator.
I'm speaking with Gary Warren. He is with Megapath. They can help you out with your technology needs. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. Again, if you are interested in joining the chamber, give us a call, 988-3279. Go to our website, santafechamber.com. You can click on the business directory, search for Gary's company or any local business. You'll find them listed there. We're going to take another break, back in just a couple of minutes. From the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm speaking with Gary Warren from Megapath. Gary, one of the services you provide is VoIP,
yes.
Voice over Internet Protocol. Turn that into English for me. What exactly is VoIP?
I'd be happy to. I think everybody knows that, there back in the day, you had the Bell Corporation, and of course out here you had US West and CenturyTel, and now you have CenturyLink. Mm-hmm. That would be an example of a legacy voice provider typically delivering services over copper. And in this case, wires coming into the house. Now, voice over IP, a little bit of a different animal. What you're doing is you're using an internet protocol, which is just, think of it in terms of a language that machines can speak. So you have now in the data center where there used to be a heavy reliance on the public switch telephone network, that's going away. There is a company that has become synonymous with voice over IP, and that is BroadSoft. Their broad switch platform, all the major carriers are getting rid of the old class 5 switches. So you had like the Lucent 5E and the DMS 500, which was Nortel's baby. Those large switches that handled all the switching in a local office, it's all being torn down. They can't maintain the old network. So with the advent of the internet, there became an interest in, how do we deliver multiple services? Everyone's familiar with email. Well, voice, when there was originally a conception of voice over IP, the biggest problem was quality of service. Sounded like you were in a bad cell. The yawning and the high-pitched squealing and dropped calls, and we've gotten smarter about how to deliver it. So there's voice over IP is where we're using the same data packages that deliver email and other forms of communication, and we're basically dropping voice. And then all those packets are disassembled. They're put into IP protocol, pushed over a transport medium, which it can be done over PRIT1, or our preferred method is a simple broadband pipe. Ethernet over copper is becoming something that we are a major player in. We have 19 markets. We're going to be 35 markets by the July timeframe. And Ethernet over copper is taking business class DSL to the next level. We're talking, 200 to 800 megabits per second. Very, very big pipes, lots and lots of speed. As applications have become more sophisticated, there's a need for broadband, bigger pipes, and voice is part of that picture. But all you're really doing is you're delivering the same types of services. You're just doing it over a better delivery system. Really, what's interesting is with the advent of virtual machines, where servers are now really a box that houses multiple virtual servers, everything has become much more software driven. Everyone's moving away from a PBX in the LAN closet. You mentioned obsolescence. VoIP allows people to outsource voice, and they're not buying a PBX for $15,000 to $30,000. They're not buying software assurance, multiple licenses. If they have multiple locations, let's take St. Christus Vincent, for example. If they were to do a forklift upgrade today and cover all their sites and put in new phones, that would be an amazing feat and very, very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. All those capital dollars to spend for technology that 5 years from now, they're going to be looking at replacing. When you begin to outsource to the cloud, as it were, that voice over IP now is something that's always kept current. There is no maintenance fee. You're not upgrading. If a card dies in the old world, you're down. You've got to go replace that card. And in the new world, you don't. Everything is redundant. Everything is virtual. So we really are becoming that turnkey player to come and say, Mr. Customer, you can outsource all communications to us with confidence in a secure environment. So.
And again, in the old days, you would have internet coming into your business, and you'd also have phone lines coming into your business,
right.
Completely separate, completely different providers, separate bills,
yes.
And so on. So you're talking about combining all of that into one.
Right.
As long as you have internet access, then you can then work on the other needs that you have as part of your business.
Absolutely.
The key question is reliability. As you have been saying, it's all about being able to be online. So many businesses, if you can't get online, you stop. If you can't access your email, you stop. If you can't get phone calls, you stop. Talk a little bit about how reliable the new technology is.
In the early days, there were a number of issues with downtime and reliability. In the last 5 years, voice over IPs really hit a prime stride. So not only is you're absolutely bulletproof from the standpoint of where is it all going to and where is it all coming from with a class 4 data center and redundancy. Now you have 24/7 monitoring of the circuit that's coming into the building. And what that means is we're constantly sending a keep alive signal and we're constantly monitoring the health of the network. So before you even know that you have an outage, it's already been taken care of. So that 24/7.
So you're pinging my business, as it were.
Yes.
You can tell there's a problem, potentially a problem. You've already, as you said, used redundant circuits to go around.
Absolutely.
And probably know about the problem before I do.
Absolutely. And with service level agreements, which I touched on earlier, as regard to, in terms of email, well, we have that for all of our circuits as well. So we can deliver all the traditional technologies, the T1s, the PRIs, but really what's becoming much more affordable now is broadband, where there's a one pipe delivery. And for redundancy, you could do a wireless backup. There's a number of ways to build in that business continuity factor so there is no outage.
Let's talk again about cell phones as well. That's the other piece is you and I talked earlier about being able to forward my business calls to my cell phone, put my away message on there and so on. Talk about some of that capability.
Absolutely. I think what really is a differentiator in terms of MegaPath is our ability to deliver applications. And what I mean by that is one of the things that I rely on heavily being, between my office and the customer sites is something called simultaneous ring, which we've dubbed SimRing. So what that means is I have one number that a customer can call or anyone for that matter. And that one number rings my desk phone in Albuquerque, my office phone in Santa Fe, and my cell phone all at the same time. I don't have to take that call on my cell phone because it says, when it comes up, it'll say, to complete this call, press any key. So if I'm in the middle of something, I can turn it away. It'll pull the voicemail back to the PBX in the cloud, and it'll be there when I get done whatever I'm doing. Or I can also enable what's called voice to text. Voice to text takes that voicemail, turns it into a text message, emails it to my phone. phone, which I can discreetly view under the table during a meeting to determine if I need to leave. Uh-huh. So,
and Google has a technology that
very similar to that. You know this as well as anyone. You only need to see a Google ad about the new goggles, the Google goggles as they've been dubbed, that are coming out. You know, technology is constantly evolving and changing. And I think that the biggest thing that Megapath has is, you know, are we a national carrier? Yes. Does that count for something? Sure. But the guy with five employees just wants to know that that's a reliable service.
Exactly,
and that's really where it comes down to. And also, because we're thought leaders and we're looking at the future, we're constantly saying, how do we provide more flexibility, better applications? How do we improve the business life of everybody from the 5 to 10 people office all the way to the 50 to 100? So that's the space that we really aim to sort of deliver those solutions for.
And again, I'm going to emphasize the fact that the last thing a business person wants to do is invest a great deal of money in technology that is perhaps either obsolete or impossible to service or whatever in a couple of years, because I'm afraid to say that has happened a couple of times in the past. Buy this phone system, it's going to be the greatest thing,
and sure,
you know, 3 years later you can't find anyone to service it. So what you're describing, I think, is providing the access more than providing the machines.
Absolutely.
And I'm certainly the man in the street here. I'm obviously not an expert on this stuff.
The other component too is that we deliver Polycom and Cisco handsets, which are both really what you would say industry leading hardware solutions. So not only are we doing the applications, not only are we delivering the access, we're putting a Cisco phone or a Polycom phone on everyone's desk. So we're really trying to end-to-end cover the solution. The industry moniker is a managed services local exchange carrier, which is way too complicated. It's just better to say, look, from the desktop to the cloud, we've got you covered.
Give your phone number one more time.
Phone number is 505-216-2040. Email is gary.warren@megapath.com.
This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.